Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She tries to bring some order to this when she joins us and does a pretty good job of it. President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. We are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We're in our 25th year of doing this, just working on initiatives and policies to strengthen the ecosystem for small businesses and startups. And folks can find out about us at SBEcouncil.org, sign up for our e-news, a Small Business Insider for free, SBEcouncil.org, follow us on Twitter at SBEcouncil, Facebook SBEcouncil. We're easy to find, Jim, SBEcouncil.
Yep.
We'd love to have you join us.
Well, and you don't hang out with me very long without bumping into them again, folks, because I like telling you about them. SBEcouncil.org. Karen, last thoughts on the Paycheck Protection Program reforms. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think we're going to get something through next week. I think there's going to be some more guidance and clarifications that come out from Treasury and SBA. You know, but also, Jim, we're asking the SBA and Congress, look, we're saying there are other essential costs to doing business, particularly in the COVID-19 economy, that small businesses have had to absorb in either to work off-site,
right,
in order to meet customers where they are or where they aren't, and that includes technology costs, platforms, business software to collaborate, communicate, process transactions. So we're asking Congress, say, look, can we include all these technology costs that are essential as utilities or rent as part of the forgivable expenses in PPP? And we just think that's really, really important for them to do as well.
And you're exactly right about getting it. You know, I was saying that they had a little time. All I meant was, That's not as essential as getting the things reopened, because they need revenue coming in. But it is something that if they knew that number one, that the things were going to get fixed to their advantage, and number two, that people are actually working on it for them, they're keeping us in their mind. That's got to be a morale boost, and you're right about that. And so I hope they get that done. Anything else on that you want to report for us?
No, I just, you know, again, keep posted, SBEcouncil.org at SBEcouncil.
She's, and every
we'll
day
let
she puts
know,
new stuff out, folks. So
happening.
Check it out.
Yeah.
So, Karen, let's talk about reopening. I proposed reopening in the middle of April. I said it's time to start thinking about this. I felt like I needed to be one voice crying in the wilderness, you know, to get things started. And I pointed out that if the government, the state and local governments don't give us a date certain soon, that we start claiming our own date certain. And that's starting to happen. Even though some states are loosening up, more small businesses on Main Street are declaring themselves open. What do you think?
It's all about survival, Jim.
That's right.
And I think you're right. I mean, there's a lot of things happening. You know, businesses, you know, seeing what's happening maybe in other states, where, you know, they've been able to open up and do this safe and smart, and where the infections, you know, have pretty much leveled off or have dropped, places like Florida, and where there hasn't been a surge in the hospital system. I mean, common sense, right, in terms of cleaning and face masks and, you know, things like that, depending upon the type of business that you run.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, that has got, and businesses saying, look, how come I'm, you know, not anything against Home Depot, I go there. But, you know, it's packed in there, and why can't I open up my retail shop, right?
Right.
There's only going to be,
right. What if,
you know,
yeah, what if you're, what if you're, what if you're a similar business? Exactly. And the other thing is, some of these very small businesses, these personal services businesses, like a massage therapist, for example, some of the things that they're requiring them to do is prohibitive. They can't really pull that off. And it's starting to get out of hand. Last thoughts, 30 seconds. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, you know, let small business, they can open smart and safe, use their common sense. It's not one size fits all, as you know. So, and we've got to let businesses do this. I mean, really, if survival is at stake right now, we need as many small businesses as possible to be on the other side COVID-19 economy.
And we need to take back our liberty. We need to take back our liberty from these governors and mayors, Karen. We got to do that. Hey, Karen, good job today. Keep up the good work up there. We're proud of you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim, so much.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, one of my heroes, and a great American. SBEcouncil.org, I like telling you about that website. I'm Jim Blasingame. Before I go, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.